forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
What a great song. Boy, I love that. I absolutely love that. This is Tim Wingate sitting in for the traveling Michael Herzog on the American Awakening. Welcome, everybody. This is our Tuesday edition, and we will be having Mike's usual guest, Don Mikuloff, on with us. And we will be talking about all kinds of wonderful things. Don has some good stuff he would like to share. Of course, we have the success, we believe, of the Ed and Elaine Brown news conference that we were talking about in the previous hour on their program with our guest Randy Weaver. We've got some other fun things to deal with and talk about, the state of the nation and awakening. Wake up, America. It's time to strengthen the things that remain. It's time to rekindle your first love in liberty and truth and justice and freedom. And that's what this is all about, awakening up. We'll be back after the break. Hang in there, folks. We're winning. Thank you.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, good afternoon, America. This is Tim Wingate sitting in for the traveling Michael Herzog, one of my personal heroes. I love the guy's voice. I wish I had pipes like he does. He's just got those great baritone pipes. Sounds like he's been doing this his whole life. It's great. We miss you, Mike. We know you'll be back soon. I'd like to throw out something here to you folks. You know, I like history, and I like what goes on in the past, understanding, because if you don't look back and understand where you came from, you're not necessarily sure exactly where you're going. Another way of saying that, of course, is those who don't learn from history will repeat it. And last Friday, I don't know how many of you were aware, but unfortunately for several hours, RBN got knocked off the air with a major thunderstorm that went through Round Rock, and we weren't on. And I was a little disappointed because last Friday, which would have been the 15th of June, was a historical day in that back in 1215 was when the Magna Carta was signed, and the barons there in England forced Prince John to sign that Magna Carta. That was 792 years ago that happened, June 15th in 1215. Very significant document. started off this whole concept of individual rights, individual liberties, individual freedoms, apart from a divine right mentality of rule. And, of course, we know over the years, divine right has basically been equal to might is right. And we know that might and the exercise of force, violent force, does not necessarily make anything right. Now, of course, for today, wonderful thing happened with today, 1812, was the war. The United States Congress declared war against Britain in 1812. Today, June 18th. A funny thing, you know, a Congress that actually declares war against an enemy. We haven't had a declaration of war in this country as per the Constitution for many, many a year. Just a little bit of news as far as that goes. Understand where we come from is an important thing. Another little bit of news I wanted to bring out to people. Recently, the Supreme Court actually seemed to be following the Constitution. There was a case where the Supreme Court has basically ruled that illegal searches applies, Fourth Amendment rights apply to car passengers. And this was a significant case, actually. You go and you ride along in a car with somebody, and all of a sudden he gets pulled over for some reason or another, and now you're under scrutiny. And the Supreme Court, this happened to somebody, they took the case all the way to the Supreme Court, and the court recognized that the passenger still has his Fourth Amendment rights, and there should be no significant extra looking at the person, demanding anything more than maybe an ID, which the court, unfortunately, of course, has ruled on. So that would be an excellent ruling, and we're very happy with that. A couple other things. One is H.R. 2755. This was introduced by Representative Ron Paul to abolish the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System and the Federal Reserve Banks, to repeal the Federal Reserve Act and for other purposes. This is now in a situation where it's been introduced. It's not scheduled for debate or anything else. That's a great law or an introduction for an amendment, House bill, actually, to see if we can get that to go forward. At least Ron Paul has put that feather in his cap. It's not the first time he's introduced something similar, but at least it's a point for possible debate, and depending on how the debates go, of course, in situation. I don't even know why they call these things debates. They're not real debates as far as I'm concerned. You know, I did debate in high school and did debate in college, and these are more like kind of, I don't know what you'd call it, just random, let's all talk about something. It's kind of like watching a political The View with candidates rather than the women sitting around the table. But anyway, that's my crazy, nutty opinion on that. Don Mikuloff, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Tim.
Oh, great. Oh, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm so glad to hear you on. I know you have some things to talk about, and I wanted to let people know also that Don writes for the Idaho Observer, and this is a wonderful newspaper. I've subscribed to it on and off over the years. I keep track of it online, and Don has written some wonderful articles, and it is well worth your time to wade through his material, and he's very, how should I put it, Don? Let's say you cover a lot of material. You've got some good stuff, and you substantiate it. You back it up. You have footnotes. It's wonderful. Good material. I'm so happy to have you on with us.
Well, tell thanks. Us. You're doing a good job holding up the fort, by the way, I have to tell you.
Well, thank
you, Don. Mike's shoes are hard to fill, but you're doing a great job.
Well, thanks, Don. Okay. Now we've patted each other on the back sufficiently. Our Mutual Admiration Society. What have you got for us today?
Well, you pointed something out that I wanted to maybe expand on a bit, and you were very accurate. You know, if we're not privy to the history, if we're not aware of what our true history was, we're inclined to make mistakes. And ignorance is probably, you know, the biggest fault that we have. Now, we've been spoon-fed history, and it just doesn't ring true. And that's what pushes me to do the research that I do. I dig underneath the rocks. I turn over all the rocks and find that often I have to get out a shovel and start digging underneath there because this history is buried. It's been manufactured. It's been created for mind control and to hide the dirty deeds that have been done in the past. So you're quite right about that. I have been reporting on several issues with Michael on a weekly basis every Tuesday, and I've been trying to keep him and the listening audience up to date on what is transpiring in what has now been called Wantagate, and that's the theft of literally trillions of dollars that should be in our U.S. Treasury, and it has been claimed by three presidents, Bush 41, Clinton, and our current president. This is an international scandal right now. The G8 summit revolved around the Wantagate money, and it didn't have anything to do with other issues other than the moving forward of the New World Order's agenda. Now, the money for this comes from the Wanta money, which was, for the listeners who are not familiar with the story, it had to do with Ambassador Leo E. Wanta, who was a U.S. Treasury agent, FBI agent, CIA, and President Reagan's most trusted agent in the intelligence community. It involved the destabilization of the Russian ruble by purchasing discount rubles and then reselling them, placing the money into accounts which were legally authorized under Presidential Order 12333 by President Reagan. This enabled the intelligence community operatives to go into business with the intent of using these funds to benefit the United States. Ultimately, the money was supposed to go into the Treasury, as I already said. Started with $150 billion of seed capital, which Wanta was given and repaid. Wanta then amassed trillion dollars, and then that's trillion with a T. Then that money grew to an amount through the time that the money had actually been placed in all these offshore accounts into his Ameritrust Group Inc. corporation, which again was a legal corporation. This money grew immensely to what was estimated to be over $75 trillion. Now, the money had been taken by George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and various other players. And this has...
When you say taken, what do you mean?
Illegally, it had been taken. What they did is they incarcerated Ambassador Wanta in Switzerland, under false charges, of course. He spent 134 days in a Swiss gulag. We're talking about something on the order of a dungeon.
Right.
He survived several attempts on his life. He was an ambassador from Somalia to Canada and Switzerland, so he was actually acting as a business agent for the Somali government. He had the authority to make investments for them, and he was doing so in the tune of billions of dollars. Vince Foster's murder is tied in with this. Foster had received $250 million for the Children's Defense Fund at a time just days before his death. And he went to Switzerland to get this money, and he got it from Leo Wanta. The arrest of Mark Rich has something to do with this, and
wow,
we can pick that up after the break if you like.
Oh, great. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back. Thank you.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, America, to the American Awakening with Michael Herzog, who is traveling. I'm Tim Wingate, sitting in for Michael. Pleased as punch to have our usual Tuesday guest, Don Mikuloff, who's been informing us about Wantagate. And he's given us a little background on this, and we're going to continue with him and get up to speed so we can deal with some of the more recent events. So, Don, please continue.
Very good.
Fascinating.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do is sort of review the history of this case so that when we come to today's events, what's currently going on today, everyone will understand exactly. Now, keep in mind that various talk show hosts on some other networks, and we won't name the networks or the talk show hosts, have insisted that this whole story is a hoax. And I would say that that analysis is a hoax, and we'll leave it at that.
well, you do have this Nacera thing going on, you know, this dove of truth or whatever that's been floating around for years.
Well, we can come to that in a little bit, if you like. We could talk about that.
No, not particularly. We talk about what you want to talk about. You're the guest. Please, go ahead.
Okay. As I was mentioning, so Mark Rich, who was a Mossad agent, also working with the CIA and in the United States under the name Mark Rich, although his real name is Hans Brandt, B-R-A-N-D, and he is from Europe. He had offices in Italy, Switzerland, Germany, Holland, Spain, and does to this day. If you remember the 11th hour pardon of an individual by President Clinton, that was Mark Rich.
Right.
He was involved with the UN. He was an arms dealer. He was heavily into drug trafficking. And, you know, we're talking about big ticket items. But I was able to actually track down through my research that he was also involved with Dresser Industries. So he had a connection with the Bush family. He was connected in drugs with the Clinton family, and he had the oil connections. So he was a major player. And I actually was able to be in the presence of him just by quirk of fate numerous times when I lived in Europe. Now, Mark Rich was supposedly supposed to be arrested by Lecuona under orders of William Casey at the time. And so he went to, I believe it was Lausanne, Switzerland, to make the arrest. And he himself was arrested, thrown in this gulag. After 134 days, after pleadings from Yitzhak Rabin to get him out, because Rabin was due $5 billion, as were seven other countries through this whole deal that had been worked out. It was in his best interest to have Wanta out of jail so he could get this money. And they extradited Wanta to jail, to New York. He went before a federal judge, Alice Ross, I believe her name was, and within 15 minutes, he was exonerated. She recognized his ambassadorial diplomatic status and asked the question, what are you doing here? And what are you doing with $18 billion of these high-value notes? Well, as he began to explain, the prosecutor had him ushered out of the court. You know, we dropped the charges, and he was arrested by some, and I'll say, quote, New York police officers, who then had him extradited to the state of Wisconsin under bogus tax charges. Now, this is very interesting and very important, what's going on in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I understand Tommy Thompson had something to do with this.
Well, he was governor at the time.
Right.
And Wanta had $18 billion worth of high-value notes that really belonged to the Somali government that Wanta was supposed to invest on their behalf. Not only was he an agent for the Treasury and CIA, FBI, but he was also an ambassador. So keep this in mind, that he had diplomatic immunity, yet they threw him in jail. There was a sham trial, very much like the Browns trial, where the FBI fabricated evidence. Now, the CIA was involved in this, too. So you have to understand that the FBI must have been infiltrated by the CIA. In fact, that's the case all over the country.
Our military-industrial complex shadow government.
Yes, but now there's an organized crime element that enters into this, because Wanta had been, at the time, engaged in a sting operation against a company called Falls Vending. And Falls Vending had a direct relationship to the Kennedy assassination. The crime family that was involved in that sting was involved in the Kennedy assassination. So, in essence, Wanta was also doing some background work which would expose some of the people who were involved in that assassination. Mm. Now, he was fined $14,129 for supposed taxes that he incurred, and they were doing this secretly under the auspice of him being the head of this Falls Vending sting that was going on, when actually he was just an FBI agent. He was not responsible for any monies as far as that went. Oh, here we go. We got another break.
Oh, yeah, we got a break, and then we'll have a 20 minutes after that. Folks, please, this is rather fascinating. Stick with us. We'll be back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Back. Good afternoon, America. This is Tim Wingate sitting in for the traveling Michael Herzog on the American Awakening. And I have with us our special guest, as usual, on a Tuesday, Don Mikuloff, who is going through this Wantagate material to bring us up to speed. Before we do that, just wanted to give you another little bit of info as to what happened today in history, June 18th. That was yesterday. June 18th was the Posse Comitatus Act was passed. And the law made it a felony to willfully use any part of the Army to execute the laws except where expressly authorized by the Constitution or Act of Congress, revised in 1981 to permit increased Department of Defense support of drug interdiction and other law enforcement activities. And as we know, and as we are coming to know, unfortunately, the law is primarily, apparently, being ignored today with the militarization of our police and the use of military to enforce police actions, even on our own soil. So it's a sad situation as far as that goes. And who knows, maybe some of this, the revelation of this Wantagate and this money disappearing. Now, Don, I know that in just listening this is highly complicated, but could we boil it down to that basically is it the U.S. government or operatives within the U.S. government have basically stolen some other countries' money and then reinvested it, making a huge profit, and they're refusing to give back anything? Is that oversimplifying it?
That's oversimplifying it. We could say that the administrations, going back to Bush 41, Clinton, and the current Bush administration, have all been involved and are still involved. And they are using the intelligence apparatus, which would be the CIA, the FBI, and the Justice Department to carry this out. Now, it goes further because it involves over 200 banks in the United States alone, and these are all in Bank of America, Wachovia.
Really?
And Wachovia.
How about Chase?
Is First Union. Chase.
That's a Rockefeller bank, I know that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. They're also involved. Chemical Bank, Bank of Nova Scotia. There are many, many banks within the country that are involved in this. Now, the money.
Now, they're involved in it? How are they? They each get a portion of these funds, and they're able then to use the deposit kiting technique that they use to create money out of nothing.
Well, I think let's backtrack just a little bit and let me finish about what's going on in Wisconsin. Then this will become clear because we have We have to bring Leowanta into a place where they can start doing all this without any interference. Wanta was assessed a tax in May of 1992. $14,129 was paid for a tax that really didn't exist. And this was basically to get them off of his back. Again, in June, he paid the same amount, $14,129. Under the pretext that the original payment had never been received, although it had. It was just the scam was continuing now. Wisconsin was playing ball along with the feds. Now, eventually it came to Christopher Story's attention. He is the editor of worldreports.org, International Currency Review, and some 10 other publications which serve the international financial community. We're talking about large corporations, governments, dignitaries. Margaret Thatcher was one of his clients. And so he's not a feather in the wind, so to speak. He really knows the financial community and what's going on behind the scenes.
So his website is worldreports.org?
That's correct.
Okay.
You can go there and read the postings, but he's written what are really they're like novels. They're not just they're factually based nonfiction novels. One of his International Currency Review reports, which came out like November, December of last year, was 480 pages, and it was nothing but documents and intelligence information about this particular event.
We can say then we have credible information on this from somebody who is well known in the financial community and writes on a consistent basis. So we're dealing with an investigative journalist as well who documents his material. And that's good to know. So we have Leowanta in Wisconsin, right?
He's in Wisconsin. Now, Christopher Story came to the United States. In fact, he had testified twice before Congress about certain issues, not necessarily this, to my knowledge. However, he was approached with the prospect of bailing out the ambassador from jail. He was in what's described as a gulag in Oklahoma. And Wanta was basically scammed into jail. Much in the same manner as the Browns. So it's the same technique being used. False evidence. He wasn't allowed to present his evidence. He had no witnesses, and he was portrayed to be this rogue agent that tried stealing this money. Christopher Story paid $35,000 eventually to get him out of jail, and he's got the receipts, and he's got documents, including the canceled checks, to prove this. And now this tax bill jumped up to $35,000. Keep in mind, twice he paid $14,129. And again, the same scam began that, well, you know, we don't have the payment. The Bureau of Prisons acknowledges that it was paid, and yet when you go back to the tax authorities in Wisconsin, they know nothing about it. Keep in mind, Wanta had $18 billion in high-value notes belonging to the government of Somalia in his briefcase.
That's where bearer bonds, right?
Bearer bonds, yes.
Yeah.
Now, those belong to Somalia, and yet they were taken. Tommy Thompson was the governor. Now, you wonder why he's running for president? It might be for the security that he gets from the Secret Service.
Hmm.
As simple as that. I can't see any other reason why anyone would want that man to be our president.
I live here in Illinois and just south of Wisconsin. I have many friends in Wisconsin, and despite his so-called record on improving the state, he's no friend to the common person, and he's no friend to liberty.
Yes. Now, the sting I mentioned, the Falls Vending Service sting, came to the forefront recently. This is why it was important to mention that before. But before I do a bit further, let's look at what happened to Wanta while he was in jail. They were saying that he was dead, and they began raiding the funds. For all intents and purposes, George Bush or George H.W. Bush claims that the money is his. I mean, he's flat out claiming it's his money, and he's telling his son the same thing today. So every time...
How can he claim that? That's crazy. How can he claim it's his money?
Well, look at all the other things that are going on around the world and in our country. They're just as crazy. The doublespeak that you hear, whether it's our borders are protected while we're watching millions of borders, illegal aliens cross the border, and the doublespeak. Well, we have to do something about this. We have to give these people jobs. I mean, listen to it, people. You know, this is insanity.
Well, we do understand the concept of what they're trying to do with the North American Union. So
yes.
Yeah.
So they're using this money now. They're using this money. And the ambassador, after he got out of jail, actually filed a case to claim that money, and he won a decision in the state of Virginia under federal judge Gerald Bruce Lee in 2005, and the settlement was supposed to go down no later than June 2006, and every couple of days there was this, well, we have a problem with the computers, or the funds are on the way, they'll be there any moment. And keep in mind now, there are banks involved in this, because what they started was a Ponzi scheme. They started hedge funds, and they were taking investments in, and people were promised as much as 500% return on their money. So it escalated. Besides the stolen trillions of dollars, they were using the banks to take this money and using the banks to launder the money. It Wanta settled for $4.5 trillion. It was supposed to go into Bank of America to then be deposited into his J.P. Morgan Trust account with Ameritrust Group, Inc. Now, that did not take place. They put the money eventually into Wachovia Bank. Then it went into Goldman Sachs. Now, that's a very interesting destination for that money, because we've had two secretaries of the Treasury or World Bank. The current World Bank nominee is the former head of Goldman Sachs. The prior head of Goldman Sachs, Henry Paulson, has been instrumental in the laundering, and they're dealing with German banks, Swiss banks, Dutch banks, banks in North Vietnam, India, and they're tracking the money. Now, these accounts.
Sure, how did Paul Wolfowitz fit into all this?
Paul Wolfowitz, as head of the World Bank, was assisting in the laundering of the money.
And why did they dump him out? Is it just because of the bad PR on giving his girlfriend a job?
No, it wasn't. And you know, we need to mention she was an Arab girlfriend on top of it. You know, I mean, the doublespeak here is incredible. Now, and it wouldn't matter to me, but to these people, you know, the Arabs are our enemies, right? And here's the World Bank president, nominated by the president of the United States, former chairman of Goldman Sachs, and he's paying his girlfriend, and really that's just a smokescreen. The issue
because we've seen all the pictures of President Bush holding hands with the Arab ambassador. And they seem to be good old buddies. He's considered to be an extra Bush brother. So there's something that's not consistent with the rhetoric.
Well, it's that smacks of a skull and bones ritual to me, but I won't go beyond
that. Another subject. Okay, keep going.
Okay, so here we have the ambassador dead. They've been embezzling this money. Now, this has been brought to the attention of the government. The whole of Congress knows this. Christopher Story has sent emails to everyone. He sent the books out. The media knows about it. Every major press venue, and we're not just talking about the TV networks or the radio networks, but also the print media knows all about this, and you're not seeing a lick of it printed. And it's because of the central ownership, just like the banks. Now, more recently, they pulled a scam, and this was over March 29th and March 30th. We've covered this in past shows.
Oh, you did? Is this the gold thing?
This is the Queen's gold.
Yes.
They stole $4.954 trillion of her gold. That's 224,000 tons of gold, and put it under contract. And they did this again in New York with Goldman Sachs. Now, they're being pressured on the side. They've had three G8 meetings already within the last year, and this last G8 meeting was about the want to money purely. Even the Queen made contact with them and said, for the interest of the world, for the sake of humanity on this planet Earth, get my money back. Okay, she was in the United States, if you remember, right before the Kentucky Derby, and she wasn't here to see the Derby. In fact, when she demanded every cent back, they pleaded for time. Well, we need a couple of weeks. They even sent a letter to the G7, the other members of the G8,
right.
And this letter was implying that by June 5th, the money would clear, which under Christopher Story's expert analysis would amount to a post-dated check, and that's illegal in SEC law. And yet they got away with that, too. No one's investigating this. Now, I submit to you and your listeners that this is the type of case, it's the type of felony, it's the type of crime, it's treason, among other things, that should be reported to any judge or any law enforcement agent, and they should be arrested by law. We knowing this and bringing the news out should instigate an arrest. Why isn't this happening? Well, according to Christopher Story, there are some arrests going on in Washington. I found it quite interesting yesterday that they cleared the whole press out of the White House. And I don't know for certain that there were arrests going down, but there have been attempts in the past. April 18th, there was a shootout in the White House when they tried to serve a subpoena on Dick Cheney.
Wait a minute. A shootout?
There was a shootout in the southwest wing of the White House.
I didn't hear anything.
We didn't hear anything about it because we were too busy hearing about the blonde bimbos on CNN and Fox and MSNBC. It's the same garbage, the same brainwashing. While this is going on, and there are people showing up dead all over the place. Scotland, England, Ireland. Even in the United States.
Who was killing whom? Who are the factions in this then?
Well, this has got to be CIA and Mossad and probably MI6 all working in tandem together.
Well, now, it was MI6 is the English people. We know Mossad is Israeli. CIA
yes.
is USA. So who was killing whom?
Well, they're killing the people who know what's going on.
Okay.
They had a scandal at Goldman Sachs a while back. This was a few months ago, where they weren't paying the people who were cleaning the building. This is in London. And they went on a protest, and it caught the ear and the eyes of Christopher Story. And he He wrote an article about it and sent it out throughout the world financial community. And then shortly afterwards, there was this bank heist, and they bankrupted the Bank of England. I mean, they lost $4.954 trillion in a matter of 8 hours. Mm-hmm. And that money was tracked to New York. So it ended up going back into Chase accounts and again, Goldman Sachs. And then on top of that, the Chinese forwarded $4.5 trillion to give to the ambassador, and they kept that. So we're on the verge of world war over these financial shenanigans.
My goodness. So the Chinese forwarded trillions of dollars to the ambassador. Now, is Wanta alive or dead?
Oh, he's alive.
He's alive. So he's not dead. So there was no reason for them to claim the money. This is just utter. This be a great novel. this is incredible. Well, folks, hang in there. We're going to be back after the break, and we will continue on with our special guest, Don Mikloff, on the America Awakes program on our wonderful station here, Public Broadcasting Network. Come on back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, America. Tim Wingate here, sitting in for the traveling Michael Herzog, and our special guest, of course, on Tuesday is Don Mikloff. And we just left off with the event. I believe this happened around April 19th, wasn't it? The shootout in the White House, Don?
That was April 18th that took place.
Yeah, April 18th. Okay.
Yes.
April 18th. And the what you're saying is that somebody was attempting to serve Vice President Cheney a subpoena of some sort. Is that correct?
Yeah, according to Christopher Story, it was someone from the Justice Department, and they were gold badges, meaning, you know, they were very high up in law enforcement, serving these subpoenas, and they were shot and killed by Secret Service agents protecting the vice president.
Stopping some. Now, I understand this was a U.S. Supreme Court subpoena. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right.
That's my understanding and Christopher Story's understanding. Now, there was an event that took place earlier in the year in Australia. The same thing was attempted while he was there in Australia, and he was on his way to Pakistan, and this story came out that his plane had trouble and that he had to land in Malaysia to take care of that, And I think they were just trying to make sure they had a clear path to wherever he was going, you know, to prevent that from happening again when he got to Pakistan. But the whole world knows about this. This is what's really crazy is that we hear nothing about it here other than what a few journalists have written. Now, since my article came out in The Observer in January, late January, It has been picked up, and people are looking at it, and there's a lot of information coming out, and people are acknowledging that this is really happening. The problem, and we expect the media that lies to us day in and day out to start telling us the truth about it. You're not going to see it in the media, so we have to
come up. Why would we expect that? They don't tell us the truth anyway, other than, as you already mentioned, the bimbo eruptions and various sports and all kinds of other stupid news.
Yes.
We wouldn't expect them to give us anything of any substantive issue. So I agree.
You know, this has tremendous implications to our economy, and in that the taxes just from the $4.5 trillion would be $1.575 trillion, which would draw interest on the order of $200 billion a day just by putting it in the treasury. But instead, it's in the hands of criminals who are spending it on their secret agendas worldwide, untapped.
They're using this to finance their world takeover. Then,
yes, exactly. Now the problem they have is the banks have been discovered. And part of this is in their attempts to bring down Leo Wanta's vice president and treasurer, Michael C. Cottrell, who lives in Pennsylvania. They've been putting on a bank in Jersey Channel Islands a phony computer screen showing phony transactions.
All right. Well, you'll stay with us into the next hour, folks. This is absolutely fascinating. Please stay with us on the Michael Herzog American Awakening program here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
A price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round.
A message for all.